Okay, so for today's seminar halacha, we're going to discuss a topic that's a little bit of a different kind of topic, not a classical halacha topic, but really just an understanding of the halacha kind of topic, and that is that we're about to come on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, and the halacha is that unlike every other Yom Tov, where there is such a thing as a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, where in Galus and Chutz La'aretz we observe 2 days of Yom Tov. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, we observe 2 days of Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. And the basic background of it, of course, is the sugya Maseches Beitzah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that there used to be a suffix on which day they were koveya the Rosh Chodesh, and because there was a suffix which day was Rosh Chodesh, so they had to misveka the Yoma, they had to observe Yom Tov Sheni in those communities that didn't get the word yet as to which day they were to be noheg, which day was actually Yom Tov. However, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim, sometimes they had to make multiple days of Rosh Hashanah, and that's explained by the Mishnah, really, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, that it says, Barishona, originally, Ayu Mekablim Eidus HaChodesh Kalayom, they used to be Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh all day long, on the first day of Yantif, just in case it wasn't, in fact, Yantif. Pamachas Nishto Eid, well, I guess what we would call the first day of Yantif, they were Mekabel Eidus, to see if it was, in fact, if the new moon had come. But Pamachas Nishto Eidim Milavo, the Eidim came late, Viniskalku Alvim Bashir, and the Levim sang the wrong shir. So Iskinush Layu Makabla Mela Adamincha. So they made a new takana that even if there was Eidus of the new month, they would only be Makabel the Eidim until the time of Mincha, and then Mincha Lamaila Noagimosayam Kodesh Lamarcha Kodesh. The Eidim would come later in that day, even though it turns out that it was really Rosh Hashanah. They already declared that the next day would be Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they were Noeg 2 days. So even this was not Misveika. This was at a point where the Eidim had come later in the day, so they knew that the first day was really Rosh Hashanah, and yet still they would be knowing a second day based on this concern of Niskalklu Alvim Bashir. And therefore, second day of Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the second day of any other Yantif. Chazal have an expression called Yoma Arichta, that Rosh Hashanah is like one long day of Yantif, and this plays a role in Halacha, in Siman Tav Reish Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siv Gimel, writes that that's why there are a number of halachos as far as mukta is concerned, that a beitza that's nolad on Yom Tov Rishon is normally mutter be Yom Tov Sheni, but in Rosh Hashanah that's not true because it's all considered one long day, or Yom Arichta, and that's why by a mace they were makel on a Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah they covered a mace and not on other things, not on other areas of mukta, and that's why we have machlokas Rishonim, whether you say Shachiyanu by Kiddush and by Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah quotes a tshuva from Rashi, who says that Rabosai Yomrim Shein Lomer Zman B'Sheni Dikechada Yomahu, that you should not say a Shachianu on the second day because it's all one long day. And he says Vani Yomer Shetzarach Lomer Zman Duke Yoma Arichta, you do have to say Shachianu because it is Yoma Arichta Linyan Shari Dvarim, but the Iker Yom Tov Min HaTorah is only really Yom Echad, is really only one day. So that's the discussion as to what makes Rosh Hashanah different as far as the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. However, what does not get discussed by poskim, but really begs the question, is unlike every other Yantif, where, okay, Chazal can tell us, keep 2 days of Yantif, and fine, that's the halacha, we'll keep 2 days of Yantif, and there's nothing wrong with keeping 2 days of Yantif, we're minhag avos sein biyadeinu, we're observing the minhag, but Rosh Hashanah signifies something that's going on up in Shamayim as well. Rosh Hashanah is also a Yom Hadin, it's a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, and we're being nechtav for hopefully Ksiva Chasim Tova, for Roshana Tova. So what exactly happens as far as that's concerned on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Is Hashem still judging us on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Midaraisa, we only have 1 day. So how exactly does that work? What is the din on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah kol bayi olam over l'fanav kivnei maron, that in Rosh Hashanah we all pass in front of God being judged one at a time, individually. Now, again, when it comes to observing Yom Tov, fine. This is the way Halacha works. We observe Yom Tov. But what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Is there this concept of over in the fun of Kivnei Maron? Mitzad Echad, one might suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us a second time. But that's a little bit difficult to understand, because Min HaTorah, it's certainly not that way. Min HaTorah, the Pasuk says, Bechodesh HaShvi'i, Be'echad LaChodesh, Yelechem Shabbat, that it's only on the first day of the month, and that's it. And also, why does Hashem need a second day of judgment? But mitzad sheni, if there's no din on the second day, how can we refer to it constantly as Yom Hazikaron throughout the tefillos of the day, and we say Hayom Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzurei Olam, meaning we're clearly referring in our tefillos to the fact that it is a Yom Hadin. So if it's a Yom Hadin, what's the judgment on? And not only that, it seems that there might be a difference between the first and the second day of Rosh Hashanah with regard to a number of inyanim, whether it be halacha or minhag. On Davdalad and Beis Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells us that Amar of Yosef lo litzli inish tzlusa du musafi betlas shay kamaisa di yoma bi yoma kama derei shasa biyachid. That if a person is davening biyachidus on Rosh Hashanah, which unfortunately many people are this year, people who need to be quarantined for whatever reason need to daven biyachidus on Rosh Hashanah. So if a person is davening biyachidus, or people who are high risk or whatever that are davening biyachidus, there is a halacha that they need to know that you're not supposed to daven musaf in the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the way the Gemara says it is Yomakama Derei Shasa, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this halach in Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph Sivches, Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo Yispalel Biyachid Tfilos Musaf Rosh Hashanah Ad Achra Gimel Shos Hayom, that simply you just don't daven in the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah does not distinguish between day one and day two, but from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like we distinguish between day one and day two. So is there, if there's, either way, what's the inyan exactly? Is there a reason to distinguish between day one and day two? Not only that, the Gemara at the end of Horios and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph quotes the makar for the minhag to eat simanim on Rosh Hashanah as a remez that that all of our din should come out l'tzad zchus, and the Mata Ephraim and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Beis writes v'kol zeh yesh lasos gam b'yom sheni, we do this on Yom Sheni as well, not just on Yom Rishon. So apparently, if we do that on Yom Sheni, we're assuming that there is some sort of din that's happening on Yom Sheni. What exactly happens on Yom Sheni? What is the din that happens on Yom Sheni? So I saw in Rav Moshe Schwerd's Sefer, who is Rav Moshe Schwerd? He is a tax attorney in Queens, a partner in Simpson Thatcher, a major law firm in Queens, and a major Talmud Chacham, one of the more famous Daf Yomi Magidei Shir in the world, and also a mechutin of our very own Rosh Yeshiva of Neuberger Shlita, and the father-in-law of Rav Mati Neuberger. So Schwerd has a sefer called Az Yashir, a few volumes. So in Sefer Az Yashir, he goes through Rav Dessler's Mahalich as well as a few other Mahalchim to how to answer this question: what exactly happens on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So it's based on a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas and Reish Lamed Aleph, Daf Reish Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Zohar refers to what's called a Din Kasha and a Din Rafa. That there are two different days of Rosh Hashanah: one for Din Kasha and the other for Din Rafa. What does that mean, Din Kasha, Din Rafa? So the Michtav Meliyahu, Rav Dessler, and Chelik Beis on page 74 explains that the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah are fundamentally different. That the first day of Rosh Hashanah is for the Din Ila'a. That's for the Din. That's a higher level Din. That's each and every individual with a certain sense of Hashkacha Pratis, that each person is judged for who he is, who he or she is. Are you a tzaddik? What did you do? What didn't you do? But a person who is not zoche in such a din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Midas HaRachamim, adds another din. That's what the Matan Ephraim refers to it as the second day of Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim Aleihem, that we're able to have a second day of Rosh Hashanah. And what is that second din? That's the din of what do you do in order to be a kli for a tzaddik ha'amiti, for a genuine tzaddik. Meaning sometimes we can be a source of bracha for the tzaddikim that deserve bracha. Meaning I may not be deserving of my own zuchus in din, of my own success in din, but I might be the answer to somebody else's tefillos. I might be the vehicle through which somebody else is going to be blessed. And if I'm needed for that purpose, so that's a second level of din that a person has. That's how Rav Dassler explains. Then Rav Dassler explains a little bit more deeply. He says, so what happened? Why is it that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, we didn't need 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Now we need the second din that comes with a sense of Rachmanus. So Rav Dassler explains that it's all based on the spiritual standing of Klal Yisrael. When Am Yisrael is on a certain high level, when the Pnimius overpowers the Chitzonius, like it was when the Beis Hamikdash was around, typically we would be okay with 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. 1 day was enough for us to be successful in din. But la'achar ha'churban, or even lifnei ha'churban, when there were particular years where HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that we needed more, that we needed a little assist from above, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Ashkacha would make it that the Eidim would not come before Mincha, and then we would have a second day of Rosh Hashanah. And now, after the Churban, when certainly we're on lower Madrega, where the Chitzonios is Meskaber on the Pnimius, therefore we need this Din Ratha all the time. We need that second level of Din, beyond the Din Kasha, the Din Ratha, that's going to allow us to have that second chance of Zuchus B'Yemei Adin. That is the Mahalich in a nutshell, a very abbreviated version of the Mahalich of Rav Dessler. And the Sefer Az Yashir quotes another Mahalich from Rav Chanuch Karlenstein, who says that the Din Rishon in Rosh Hashanah is the Din of the person Ba'ofen Prati, as a Yachid, that has he fulfilled his individual Tafkid that he alone is supposed to do, and does he use all of his Kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him to see if he's living the life that he is meant to live. And that's called Din Kasha. And that's what a person is judged on the first day. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Din is not about the person as an individual, but as a Chelek Min HaKlal. So instead of focusing on the Tzaddikim per se, we focus on the how necessary is this person to Klal Yisrael. So it could be that he does particular Averos, he does certain things that are improper, that are incorrect, but if he's necessary for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael deserves to come out successful in Din, so then you're going to have the Din Rafa where he's going to be successful. In either case, you understand, the Gemara is going to tell us that in the first 3 hours of the day is a time of a particularly harsh Din, and therefore a person should not daven Musaf during when he's B'yachidus. But when he's Bitsibur, he's allowed to daven Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day, because each person is not being looked at so closely when we are Bitsibur. So one could understand then that the Gemara emphasizes Dafka on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you have such Akbada. But if you go with Karlenstein's understanding, then on the second day we're being judged as how we are as part of the Tzibur, so then it makes sense that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, maybe you would not have this Hakpada about not davening the first 3 hours of the day. I would not say that lahalacha, because again, the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, is just says not to daven Musaf within the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch does not distinguish between the first day and the second day, but from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds at least that there's makom to distinguish. So we should recognize that having 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a great chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like a fake out. It's according to the Zohar, there's something very deep about this, that there's something that's actually happening in the din in Shemayim, that a person is actually facing a din. There's another mahalik that's suggested as well by the Shai Torah, where he suggests from in the name of Rav Simcha Zissel Broida, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, that suggests that the difference between the first day of and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is that a person gets sort of an extension to have a ksiva. That normally you have to wait, if you're a Beinoni, you have to wait till Yom HaKippurim. But having a second day makes it that you don't have to necessarily wait till Yom HaKippurim. Nafkamina is, if a person does a Lo Aleinu, a person does a particular Avera during a Seder Simei Tshuva, so that might be Matim LeKavchova if he's not yet been Nichtav on Rosh Hashanah. But if a person has that second chance of having that ksiva, Akiva on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but whichever Mahalik you take, you see clearly that there is this sense of Rachmanus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has by affording us a second day of Rosh Hashanah, and particularly this year when we don't have a shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah because of Gzeres Chazal, that Shemi Yavirenu Dal Ramus Purushas Ram, we can certainly appreciate the great Chesed Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the opportunity to do the mitzvah of shofar at least on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And with that, we will close. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.